In 1933, physicist Fritz Zwicky was studying speeds in a cluster of galaxies when he saw something astonishing. Each member moves so quickly it should have no problem escaping the gravitational glue of the entire group. Zwicky realized that this galaxy cluster, and all others, it soon turned out, should not even exist. Yet there they were. Extra gravity must lurk within and among the galaxies. The conclusion was bewildering. The universe is apparently dominated by some invisible substance, boasting an enormous pull. Zwicky called it dark matter, and the name stuck. As telescopes got bigger and we observed more of the universe, the situation stubbornly endured. There's far more gravity in the universe than can be accounted for. Most astronomers assume dark matter consists of undiscovered particles that barely interact with stars and galaxies. They call this WIMPs, for weakly interacting massive particles. It's not far-fetched. The universe's most common known particle is the neutrino, which is also invisible. These too are numerous and don't essentially interact with normal matter. A trillion neutrinos pass through each of your fingernails every second. So it's not much of a stretch to imagine a kind of souped-up neutrino, mostly dwelling in halos around each galaxy. Meaning, galaxies are like ships in bottles, enclosed by dark, massive, unseen spheres. Every few years, researchers think they've spied traces of WIMPs, but it's never panned out. Then, a few decades ago, a physicist proposed an entirely different solution to the crazy galaxy motion problem. Instead of seeking missing mass that tugs at everything, he showed that we'd see the same thing if gravity itself behaves differently at great distances. If there's a lower limit on how weak gravity can become, then the motion of the universe makes sense without there needing to be any dark matter at all. No one knows which is the answer. Weird gravity, or some dark, unseen substance. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.